Transgender people in Malaysia say they're being bashed, stabbed, and in some cases killed because of their differences. Malaysia is seen as a progressive Muslim nation, but those within the gay, lesbian, and transgender community say they're facing increasing persecution, isolation, and abuse. Iskandar Razak reports from Kuala Lumpur.
Mitch is a transgender man and also one of the managers of a help centre for the poor and needy in Kuala Lumpur called Seed. Many of Seed's clients are also transgender, and Mitch says verbal and physical attacks against members of his community have become common.
There has been cases, we know about all those cases, that group of people will just beat up transgender person. We have few cases of transgender that has been killed. We call it hate crime. For the police, they don't call it that. Because you know why? Because these people are not recognised.
LGBT rights are largely unrecognised in Malaysia. Oral sex, sodomy and cross-dressing are illegal in either the criminal code or Sharia law. The LGBT community says in the past the laws were largely unenforced, but that is changing as religious authorities gain more influence in Malaysia. Mitch says religious departments within the government are organising raids and pushing for convictions, and transgender people are the easiest target.
We get some of the religious agencies coming to the ground and do this moral policing towards the transgender community. So if they have raids and if you so happen to be there, they would catch you.
In June, 9 transgender women were arrested for cross-dressing and were either fined or jailed by a Sharia court. Sulastri is a transgender woman and also an executive of Seed. She says the environment is intensifying other forms of discrimination at all levels of society.
We have been bullied, we have been discriminated in the school, even in the universities or the colleges, you know. We face all these kind of difficulties.
She says many transgender people struggle to find work because of discrimination and social stigma, and many are rejected by friends and family. Sulastri is also a former sex worker and says many end up on the streets because of that.
Yes, it's true. Because like I told you just now, you don't get a family support. Where you will go?
Many of the clients at Seed are also sex workers, drug users, or people living with HIV. Sulastri says if Malaysian authorities changed their views, many things would be better, not just for their community, but for Malaysian society as a whole.
You know, we want to reduce the stigma. We want to reduce the discrimination, you know. Once we are legally recognized, you know, everything will fall apart. We don't need this, all this, you know, marriage or what, you know. We just want people to accept us and understand us. And we want to live like other people.
That report from Iskandar Razak in Kuala Lumpur.